Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. As right. You can see, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest tonight.
We do.
He has on Versace Euros. And
yes.
As you can see, we have a very special guest tonight. He is a fellow comic.
Yes.
I would like to say a friend of the show as well.
Yep.
He is a DJ.
Yes.
A show producer.
Right.
An actor.
Yes.
What am I forgetting, Tim?
I'm a professional cutler. You can give me on OnlyFans. I'm a content creator. I'm a buffet enthusiast. I am your favorite fat boy. I'm a lot of things.
Ladies and gentlemen, Timbuktu. Yeah. Where can they find you, man?
Yeah.
You can find me at Timbuktu. That is T-I-M-B-U-K-T-U underscore 31 on Instagram and on TikTok. Timbuktu is a breakdown of my name. My first name is Tim. Timothy, obviously. My last name is Washington. I'm on every dollar. That's where the buck come from. And two, because I'm a junior. So just go on Facebook, Timothy Washington Jr. You'll see me. I'm hard to miss.
Timbuktu is in the building. Thank you very much for joining us, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate y'all. Y'all know I love the Midnight Paco.
I know.
Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yeah.
Midnight, my bad.
Yeah. It's catching the shit. When he sent it over, I was like, that's dope. Let's go with it. Let's do it. I cosign.
I mean,
it's pretty good. We ain't got to run it through nobody. We just talk.
Right.
Make decisions.
That's what we do.
When you're in a world and you can get flagged for
anything.
You sound like Will Smith when you're talking. No, it was just like you got to just... not get flagged and make something original. So that's how we got that.
Yep.
I
always love it.
Yeah, it was dope.
We got Timbuktu in the house, ladies and gentlemen. What's been going on, man? You've been on the show a long time ago, so everybody's just tuning into the Midnight Paco Podcast. Don't want to miss his first episode. We dropped some gems for the world, then.
Yeah. Go back and check that out.
I forget the episode escapes me.
I don't know, but to time
stamp. It was two digits, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I just, to time stamp it, I know is when Betty White passed.
Yes.
Around that time for sure.
Yeah.
Because we talked about that on the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was, that
was your girl.
Yeah.
I love Betty. Still love Betty.
Yeah.
R.P. Betty White.
So it was a while. How long ago was that?
This was like two. This was actually three.
Two, three years ago?
Three. I think it was 22.
So you were in the first year of
That's what I said. He was in two digits in the episode.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it was the studio, not your basement.
Yeah. Yep.
when we had files and files of joke. You saw file cabinets in the studio, and they were filled with jokes.
Filled with jokes for all occasions.
Filled with joy.
Yes, all types of jokes. So what's been going on, man? I mean, you've been doing big things since then, man, because you were like, how long you been doing comedy?
So 4 years, actually Sunday. Sunday was my fourth year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
May 11th. Yeah. That was my fourth year.
Nice.
I love it, man. I love this. It's funny because I actually, that's when I met Key. Shout out to Key Silly.
Key Silly.
That's my brister. So when I went on Facebook, Facebook do the memories and stuff.
Yeah.
And the memory was me and her becoming friends on Facebook.
Wow.
Right. So I know that was the same day we met. Like, you know, the first time.
Oh, okay. You met her the same night doing comedy?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Was that her first time or no?
No, absolutely not. She had been doing, like, you know, she kind of had a name already.
Oh, yeah.
She was doing her thing, you know. Right. I mean, she was still fresh, you know, but she was in it, though. Like, you know what I mean? She was already in it. And, that was dope. It's just dope to be able to, somebody I'm so connected to in the comedy world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's super dope.
On there, that was dope.
Yeah, me and Key share the same birthday.
I found that out.
I was like, dope. So shout out to Key.
Yeah, shout out to Key Silly.
That's my brister, man. I love her.
Yeah,
Key. So congratulations, Key, man. Four years. So how's it, like, how do you feel like it's, do you think you're at the right speed, or you're not, you know, I mean, I know we all could do more, but, you know, it's like,
as far as the comedy goes, I feel like I have a great trajectory. Feel like I've been moving along pretty good. I've had some great opportunities. And honestly, I do feel like I'm on a good track, you know, to be where I am, according to some of the comedy people that's, you know, really liked it. I'm pretty far along. I'm at the steps where I've been taking the steps that I need to take to be in the position that I'm in.
Exactly.
So, exactly. I do think I'm in a good space. I'm not requiring enough from comedy either.
Okay.
I feel like I'm still learning the game very much.
Right.
I still feel like my comedy has a lot to grow.
Yes.
I mean, even just from us talking here tonight, which y'all won't see. Ha ha.
You gotta pay for that combo.
Oh.
The pregame is those are the best podcasts.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely been letting me know that how much more I have to grow.
Right.
Like, I know I'm not nowhere. Like, don't get me wrong, I feel like I can give a young comic advice if they ask me for it.
Right.
Of course. For sure. You have experience.
But I don't feel like I can, you know, be a sensei to anyone.
Well, I mean, and I agree with that. And it's safe to say, because, you know, I just passed my 4 years in March, so I consider you in the same comedy class. As us. And you've definitely been moving full speed ahead, you know, and it's like,
no, he's been awesome too.
He's been the same since day one. You know, some people switch up.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, man, for sure. You know what I mean?
No, I'm serious. And I'm gonna tell you something. You know, I'm in the community. I'm moving about and stuff, and people will be like, "Oh, you do comedy?" And I'm like, "Yeah." You know, on a couple of occasions, people are like, "Oh, so you know Timbuktu?"
Wow.
I'm like, yo, yeah, I do. Yeah, I know him.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it's dope. You know, I try to, you know, when it happens, I'll call him up and be like, yo, man, whatever you're doing, you're doing your thing. Your name is ringing out in the streets, bro, so keep doing your thing. And it happened on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
Tim been doing his thing.
That's dope.
Man, man, man. No,
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, I know some people may, you know, keep that information to yourself, to themselves, but why? You know, give him his flowers while he's here. You know what I mean? Like,
everybody deserve them. Regardless of how you feel about somebody, they deserve their flowers in that moment. They deserve their flowers. You know,
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Like, when Prince passed away, all the cities turned their lights on their skylines purple.
He
did. But wouldn't that have been dope if he saw that while he was here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
on his birthday.
It's
Prince's birthday. It's all purple.
Yeah, see, every city purple.
Not everybody thinks like that.
But I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's cool that y'all doing it. He's gone, but wouldn't it be cool for him?
I'm amazed they haven't, because Prince is one of the baddest. You know what I mean? He was one of the baddest.
One of the best guitar players. Definitely never on the list.
Musicians.
Yeah, musician, but he's never on the top guitar player list.
No, he's amazing. Yeah.
But I will say the idea of the purple is so that he sees it when he's up in the sky, being a big spirit.
Yeah.
He's seen all of that. It was a big sending off.
Yep. Is that why they do that with the Twin Towers too?
Oh my God. Yes. You know, it's an acknowledgement that we still remember you. We hold you dear in our hearts.
Okay.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's what? Immortal, you man. Know, even though this is the Timbuktu show and this is Timbuktu Day, Prince got away with so much.
Not too much on Prince. They used to still come down.
I mean, the way he used to play the guitar, looking like he like.
I mean, that was his fan base. And, he was filthy.
And back in the day, Erotic City played all the way through without being bleeped and stuff. The chorus was like weekend.
Yeah.
F it to the dawn and doing something. It was played on the radio without being censored. That was dope. I mean, probably because they don't really know what they were saying.
There's a lot of songs I was listening to, man. There was this one, and you know that, that song, I'm Bad to the Bone, but he was like, make a young girl squeal. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of perv soft songs out here.
I don't know.
Backstage, underage, adolescent.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Wow.
What's your name? Little girl, what's your name?
What the fuck?
A lot of songs is questionable.
Yeah, like what? You know.
And while I was listening to Grills, completely different song, he was like, I got a bill in my mouth like Hillary Rodham. I'm like, I get the line.
That's wild.
But.
It's a banger.
But. You talking about having a bill in your mouth like a chick sucking a dick? I mean, but you want that reference?
That's a banger.
You want that reference?
You don't want. He's
like that sus lyric that Biggie said.
Oh, like the other one.
She looks so good, I'll
suck her down.
Oh yeah. And another one,
flexible
my
lyrics.
Another one, of my fan favorites. I take sex to the face.
You know what?
No friend said.
Don't
say that one.
You know what? Those are like obviously questionables, but my thing is, I think those people that made that song that, oh yeah, need to be investigated.
Was that the first ASMR?
Oh yeah. Yeah, bow, bow.
That was the first ASMR video.
And then he was like, oh yeah. I'm like, come on, man. He need to be investigated. I hope he watches no one's children.
Yeah, right.
Oh yeah. Terrible.
Wild. Ferris Bueller. That's the only reason I know that.
Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller's
there. Yeah, I mean, it was a cool song for that time, and you know, to have in the background. But then you think about it, like, wait a minute, what was going on during that?
Yeah, that was wild.
Oh yeah.
Is there any other lyrics to that shit?
I don't know. I didn't get past that part. If you got past that part, then I want to ask
like,
you.
That sounds like, so that sounds like Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, like cha 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 cha. Oh yeah. Look, I got a correction to make. I said it was Versace Euros. It's actually Versace Man. So okay, moving on.
You talking about the cologne or something?
Yeah, the cologne you're wearing. It's Versace Man. I said Euros.
I was told not a kabloo.
That was definitely Versace.
Oh well, it's an oil. So whatever they put, whatever name they put on there is what I believe.
It's definitely Versace Man.
And the sad thing is I don't doubt Cordell.
I believe it.
Because I know he personally has a bunch of colognes.
I do.
And
that's definitely Versace
expert.
Man.
I'm not an expert.
That is a great summer fragrance. That he has on.
I get a lot of compliments when I wear this, for sure.
You know, that's a dope fragrance.
I just be washing my ass, and I just want to smell good. That's it.
Thank you, Tim.
I definitely love my favorite.
That's appreciated. You know what? You know, to a lot of the people that I hang around, you know, I think everybody, you know, it shouldn't be taken for granted. You should, you know, let them know, hey, great job. Mm-hmm. I never smelt you. You've been doing a good job. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
This guy.
You know, like, you know, nobody ever says that, but I think it should be said. You know what? We've been friends for a long time.
And you ain't never smelled like B.O.
Yeah, like, good job, man.
It's keep like telling a father good job for being a father. Like, right. He's supposed to be doing it.
He's supposed to,
but everybody don't.
Not everybody.
That's true.
Everybody don't.
I was saying that because, you know, I feel like as fathers, we should get a little more acknowledgement. I mean, I'm not a father, but, you know.
We should.
Y'all should get a little bit more acknowledgement.
We are the unsung heroes.
I know I love both my fathers.
Yes.
That sounds crazy, but you understand, I got two dads.
Two Christmases.
I got my dad. And then my dad. So it's, you know, it's two of them. I got Pappy and my actual dad. Right.
There you go. And there's nothing wrong with acknowledging and appreciating both of them.
No, yeah. I love them both, man. So Pap, that's my, you know, my mom, you know, married after my dad fucked up. But, you know, he came in as an actual, like, just, I'm not even going to say a father figure, as a male figure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't try to overstep anything that he wasn't, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I respected that. So, of course, I'm looking at, I come to him for guidance, like, he is my father, you know. I explain it because I do appreciate my actual dad.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I explain it.
Right.
No. That's, because at what age?
It ain't no step. Ain't no step, you know. That's not my stepdad. That's my pap.
At what age?
He came around when I was 18, 19.
Oh, okay, at that age.
Oh, wow.
Later on.
Yeah.
Good for him.
No, that's cool.
That's a responsibility. Because, you know, I had to deal with, you know, three stepkids, you know, coming in mm-hmm. at a young age. And, boy, you know, me, I get along with anybody. So the mentality is, you know, because you've seen so many movies on how kids are going to act mm-hmm. towards somebody and everything. But so that's good. You have a good, you know.
No, that's important.
And they cool. Like, you know. Yeah.
It's
they don't like kids, but, you know. They
right, yeah. I mean, you have for the kids' sake. That, you know what I mean? You would
that's
hope,
important.
You know, and that's the only thing that matters, man. It's for the kids, really.
So, like, so basically, you know, things do happen. So as being a stepchild, I think I can approach it a little differently if I was to be in that situation because, you know, I've been a stepchild and I, you know, you go through the falling in love with the step parent, mistakenly almost calling him dad,
mm-hmm.
to wanting to kill him.
Right.
Damn, that turned crazy. I didn't expect that.
It happens that way.
Because when they say, no, you can't do something, I'm like, motherfucker, you ain't my dad.
Yeah.
I went through that. I mean, they're good now, but there was a phase. You know, we're cool now, but there was a phase.
It happens. That's what I'm. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah. There was an in between figure between my dad and, you know, Pat. Now.
Okay.
So and he tried to be. He wanted a son so bad.
That's not good.
No,
that's not good.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, but it was the way you went about it, plus the way everything else went. And, you know, it's crazy. It's deep.
No, I get it.
Seeing the other side of that is definitely a whole lot better, you know?
Right, right. Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is you'll be an excellent stepdaddy.
Absolutely. I would say there's no stepdaddy day, is there?
Absolutely.
There needs to be a stepdaddy day.
A stepdaddy day.
I'm pretty sure there is a stepdaddy.
They got...
Like, you know, the little one of the regular days, like Burger Day.
I mean, but like what day
it's
is it? There's no cards. There's no promotions.
Absolutely
not. There's Mother's Day, Father's Day.
You should invent it.
But no stepdaddy day. On your birthday. Mama day.
Make your birthday the official step-parent day.
Or make it the Monday after Father's Day. So this is
Or something.
Or something. That's perfect.
Yeah.
The Monday after Father's Day. It's stepdaddy day.
But the rule is you can't get socks.
I mean, unless they're nice ankle cushy, like real good ones.
I take socks. I ruin socks. So
I mean, but yeah. I'm tired of getting socks.
So give me some socks.
I've been getting socks.
Okay, so you like to buy. I remember at a point I never had to buy them, and then I had to start buying them. I'm like, goddamn, socks are kind of expensive. The more you, I mean, if
good
you want some, yeah.
Okay, nothing but gold toes for stepdaddy day.
Yeah, gold toe. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. The
gold toe socks is official socks for stepdaddy day.
No fat. on.
Gold toes. Official socks for step day.
I love gold toes. I want to answer you a question from earlier. Oh, you asked me what I had going on.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Go for it.
No, you good. Yeah. I just didn't also want us to skip by and then be like, damn, Tim didn't answer the question.
I sometimes interrupt when we go astray. It happens. Sorry.
It happens. But I've been acting a little bit more. Oh, my bad.
You good?
Oh, yeah. We're in good.
I've been doing that a little bit more. But I'm trying to ramp up my comedy, man. Mm. I got a PR rep now.
Nice.
Big time.
I wouldn't say all that, but I'm starting to, I guess, grow my team. For me, not just being a part of people's teams, but actually growing my team. And don't get me wrong, I got people that's around me that would definitely be like, I want you like to delegate. Actually, no, but this is something different. You know, I'm somebody that's working with me specifically on my comedy and marketing that better. So, nice. Shout out to the Glue Trey. He is dope. I just call him Trey, but I got him saved. No, Trey Glue. He's promoting me out in different cities and
take
stuff
care
like
of my
that.
Boys, you know.
Yeah. He is. I mean, you know, we have good conversations. Nice. And it doesn't seem like, you know how people try to oversell you or try to just make it seem like, it's something that is not.
Right.
Where it's just like, no, this is what it is. Yeah. I think we can work with this. Like,
right.
And this is what I can do for you type thing.
I mean,
so we can work together. Like, and it's been, it's been genuine. Conversation's been great.
Good.
Like, we laughing like crazy. Cool. Like, you know, we get into the business, but we having a good time at the same time. So
nice. Good.
So that helping to get me finally out of Ohio. As far as booking wise, I mean, don't get me wrong, I have some other leads.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I've definitely shuffled my feet a little bit just because I want to be ready when I reach out.
Yeah, understood. No, that's not a bad idea. No, man. It's not. Yeah, we just talk about sure it all ready. The time. Yeah.
It's like an artist development thing.
Yeah. But I also don't want to waste too much time. I do feel like I want to strike while the iron is hot. I also want to stay focused, but I appreciate stuff like this, like playing with y'all.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
100%, just, man. Every you know, time.
I feel like tonight has really just pulled some stuff out of me that like I need to actually put on stage. Like
conversations, man, will spark all types of wild shit. Dog.
I just hope the pregame wasn't too good and I forget it all.
Usually if you think about it and you say it, it may be there later, but sometimes I'll lose
it. I hope you don't forget about our conversation on the phone that you were telling me.
I forgot already.
You was playing 2K.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is go.
Just call him.
Right, just call him. We do actually have some good fire. Like, he said, Tim, why don't you come to the comedy show? I'm having it at Grown Ups, but I only want you to come so I can have a big crowd. I was like, damn.
I never said that.
The fuck?
That's hilarious, but I didn't say that. That's dope. Actually, you know what? You didn't mention this, but man, this dude featured for Michael Collier at the Cleveland Funny Bone and tore it up.
Yes, you remember me?
No, it was dope. It was definitely dope.
That's experience. A big accomplishment. You know, that's dope. Not saying that the other shows you did and kill. I've been at a couple of shows that you murdered the crowd.
Right.
But I'm just saying that's a big accomplishment.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Man.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
It's dope anytime you get a chance to go into like a known club, you know what I mean, have a good crowd and be able to do your thing and have a good reaction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to see you, you know, I watched it and you handled everything. You were doing your set. You were talking with the crowd. Went back to your set. You know what I mean? Did some extra shit. You know what I'm saying? And you kept rolling with it. You know what I mean? It was good, man. So kudos to you, dog. That's what's up. Yeah, because we seen your set. You know what I mean? We know shit's cut. You know what I mean? So it's good. Yeah, man.
To see the progress, to see the way things evolve.
That's what I'm saying.
Before the Michael Collier show.
It is. So you can do that.
Yeah, for sure.
What I mean? So you're not stumbling and like, oh, shit, what were we talking about?
Before the Michael Collier show, we were at another show at the Cleveland Funny Bone that he was in. He did an awesome job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, he had a great show that night, too.
I had the pleasure to work with him.
Yep.
You know, so
I had the pleasure of working with y'all. Y'all hey, the ones.
Hey, we silly. Right.
When we did the caribou.
Yes. That was fun.
That was fire. Mm-hmm. Falling on stage was so great.
But you handled that. But you handled that like a pro. Like a pro.
Need to have a transcriber.
Yeah.
That's the chair right there. About?
Run that back.
Look, I wanted to have a roller girl, but somebody's scared. Look, imagine if we had a roller girl here.
She would have got your drink.
Boom.
Oh, God. That would have been... That's
you
a banger.
What I'm saying? Like this on roller skates. Thank you.
Thanks, roller girl.
That's a banger.
Thanks for... Oh, shit. Somebody going to steal my idea. Roller girl.
Okay.
No, this ain't on there.
Listen. Things is authentic. This. Even if somebody steal it, it ain't going to be right. It ain't going to be right.
You're right.
Yeah. You know how many people are named Timothy in this world?
It's only one Timbuktu.
It's only one Timbuktu, man.
And that is for sure.
So, they could do all they want. It could be somebody named Cool C with there a Justin.
I got a joke about it.
They could have a podcast named the Noon Podcast.
The Afternoon Paco Podcast.
All right. It's not the same.
Those motherfuckers. I mean... Good luck.
You're going to be called Cool W.
Cool W and Dustin.
Cool W and Dustin.
And Dustin.
Man.
Wardell.
Like, here I am.
Dustin empty.
It's a empty.
Hey. The fuck?
No. You know what? All jokes aside, there's a dude, and his name is Midnight Paco. And remember Midnight Paco? We looked him up. We was like, who the fuck is this dude?
Yeah.
He like, yes, thank you for tuning in to the Midnight Paco cop. You know? No, but he didn't say that. But
no.
He was Midnight Paco. And I'm like, come on, dude. How can you be Midnight Paco, bro?
I mean.
And they bootlegged our stuff several times.
We don't know if that was the people exactly who bootlegged our stuff.
No, not that person. But I had a friend of the show from Indiana.
Remember me?
Talk about, I'm so excited, I got my Midnight Paco socks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he got it from y'all?
We didn't even have socks. I was like, Jay, look at these. They got Midnight Paco socks.
Let's see if they had the gold toe.
I don't think they were gold toes, man. Come right. on, man. Yeah.
Wouldn't be right. It's not the same.
Definitely not appropriate for stuff today.
Not the same.
Not only that, they weren't centered. So, I know they were bootleg. They just threw that shit up on there.
It's not the same.
Shot it up.
It's fake Jordans out here, dog.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's fake Jordans everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
People are good.
Yeah.
Walmart sell them.
That's freaked
up. I need
up.
To go get some.
Some fake Jordans.
I'm kidding.
Hey.
Yeah.
I ain't rocking no Walmart Jordans.
Booty crack Jordans.
I already got my orthopedic Jordans from the VA.
Orthopedic Jordans. It's crazy.
Hey. So.
They keep my feet nice.
Nice.
I love it. But I do love the funny bone. Shout out to Frank. Shout out to Rob Ward, who actually was
shout out to Rob Ward,
who put us on the Funny Bone for the first time, at least for me. Shout out to them.
How many times did you do the Funny Bone?
I did the Funny Bone last year with Michael Collier. I did the Funny Bone this year with Michael Collier, and then I did two with Rob Ward.
Okay,
yeah.
So total of 12 shows.
That's dope. That's dope.
That's
you know what? When
stuff,
Michael, not Michael Collier, but Rob Ward had a nice stint. What was it called?
The Thursday takeover.
Those was dope. Unfortunately, I had never been a part of it, but
you know,
it was so many. It's so hard to choose. And you know, I'm gonna just you know, defend him a little bit. There's a lot of people.
Oh yeah.
It is a lot of people.
There's a lot of comedians.
There was a lot of repeat performers, too.
There was that.
Wow.
But it's okay. Shout out to you, Rob Ward.
Yeah, that's why sometimes I don't even ask. Like, if somebody hears me or whatever, then it's cool. I know.
You know what? I'm not, and I don't think I'll ever be at a point to that will be... too prideful to say that I'm available for a show. You know, if someone's doing something, I have no problem with saying, hey, I'm available.
Did y'all take this class?
No, I didn't know he had a class.
Yeah, that was how he pulled a lot of comedians.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, but that was dope.
He gets to know him that way too. You know what I mean?
That's super dope. You know, that was a great thing. I thought it was great for the city. I'm upset that it stopped.
Yeah.
You know, because I realized it's bigger than me.
Right. Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like that's great. I thought it was dope for the city.
It's a great opportunity for all the local comedians. You know, to get on there.
Yeah, because Cleveland got. You know, I'll tell anybody. You know, Cleveland has got fire talent.
I would put our city against any city. I've heard some cities are like amazing, and don't get me wrong, I'd never down talk any of them. I wouldn't come to y'all with nothing slouchy. I would respect y'all and come with heavy hitters. We just want to do comedy, and we want to show y'all that we want some of the best. Yeah. And that's like no diss to nobody. I just feel like this scene is...
That's what I always say.
It's crazy. I'm willing to put up our comedy scene against anybody. Any city.
Cleveland against the world.
Any city. I feel like comedy here is so good. I feel like... Obviously, you know, we see what y'all see. There's some bad comedy out there, but it's like... Yeah. All comedy is subjective. Even if you think it's bad,
right?
Somebody's laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody, the person that wrote the joke, at least.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know what? And to piggyback on what you're saying, I still think that what you think our worst comic can be like in the competition. Just, you know, I'm gonna compare it to '90s hip hop. To come out in the '90s, you had to be cold.
Yeah.
You had to have true talent.
Or have a hook.
Or, you know, you had to have talent, but even like if you were to say the worst lyricist, I love Rob Bass. It Takes Two.
He was the first Lil Jon.
What?
It Takes Two.
Hey, yay!
He turned it up. I mean,
what?
Rob Bass wasn't that excited. Obviously, he took it deep, but he had a lot of fucking just.
Rob Bass.
It Takes Two to Make a Thing. I mean, you got a little jam.
It was a good jam, but lyrically, it was but he still.
I want to rock right now.
Yeah. I'm Rob Bass and I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock a microphone, but I sound like I'm reading. So what? But it's like. But I would still put Rob Bass up against any of these new rappers.
Yeah. I don't know. That's like putting up. Like 90s basketball players against today's basketball players.
Do it.
Okay, that's a good point. A lot of these not these
AI basketball, get to it.
a lot of these basketball players, with the exception of few, wouldn't last because they would be out for the season.
They would definitely get beat the fuck up.
Yeah, no, some of them, a lot of them would be out for the season.
Yeah.
Clint, you know, Detroit took them out.
Mm.
They're done for the season.
Yeah,
they went at, you know, Lambeer or somebody just
bam,
yeah, it's over with.
Yep. But you know what? If it stayed like that, I don't know. I feel like that's the reason why they was trying to tone it down, because you were now basically was being farmed or like genetically crazy species.
Or you had somebody
some of the football players get fucking just damn near decapitated out there, man. So they had to slow that up.
You had people on the bench strictly to file. Get in there. Yeah, we need to take some people
hurt
out.
Somebody.
Yeah, get in there, hurt somebody. Get
trust me,
out.
I love the contact, but boy, when you see some people fight, because these are prime athletes coming at you like that.
Plus, now there's such big payments.
What, fines?
Not just fines, just how they paying the players.
Yeah, they ain't trying to get hurt because they want to get their money.
You hurt your biggest investment.
Yeah.
I need y'all to I need this to calm down.
Right.
I'm paying him too much money for y'all to be beating him up like this.
Right.
Refs, call that.
Refs, call that. And the team be like, yo.
Flagrant.
What's the spread?
Look, you ain't gonna touch Timbuktu. You got that's the bread and butter of the team.
I might be the biscuit. I don't know. I might be the loaf of bread. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm I'm the hefty part, you know, the bread and butter. I might be the bread out of that. I don't know.
Where's the butter? I don't want to ask about the butter.
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
No Diddy. We don't want none of that.
So, acting, you were in Heron Avenue.
Yeah.
How was that? Shout out to Ray Mel Adams.
Shout out to Ray Mel Adams, yeah.
That was dope. It was kind of, you know, he just told me what he wanted me to do.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, came out shooting.
Right. I didn't know what, before that scene, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just riding around with them, watching them film.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, Ray Mel Adams, like I say, you know, he's like, man, I got a perfect role for you. You're going to get killed, but it's going to be a perfect role. Thanks, Ray, man. I'm like,
unalived. People would die for this part.
You're unalived.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, unalived.
I'm going to be unalived.
That is perfect PR, man.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah. That's amazing. Don't that should worry. Be a ding.
I'm going to get unalive.
Yeah.
And no,
it's a role.
Yeah, it's a role. And I also saw you in The Time Traveler.
I was. Yep. That was dope. That was definitely. Shout out to Abraham Flex. Shout out to Dave Flint. Shout out to The Time Traveler, man. Shout out to Mike. That was definitely dope. Watching that whole thing, my homie Ice was out there. It was so dope. Shout out to Elijah. This one I seen.
Elijah Neville's is there, yeah.
This was so dope. Being there for real, you got to see how, like, that scene came together. And they just, like,
all right. And then the finished product.
He had lines, obviously, but it's like, look, just roast. Man, I'm telling you, bro, the stuff that they was coming up with was so crazy. Shout out! That's when I seen Elijah like just going like, yeah. And bro, it was so funny because they both was going back and forth though, like yeah. it was
scripted,
yeah,
nice. No, that was like 8 Mile.
It was so dope, and then to see, you know, the work of the filming behind it, you know, stuff like that, and like it's so dope. It's amazing. Like they do great work.
That's dope. It's fun, huh?
Yeah.
See, dude. You find a product and you're like, okay, now it's going to live forever.
Yeah, for sure. You immortalize.
Yeah. It's good. It's fun.
You could become, you know, what's the butterfly effect? You know, Shazam because I am.
Yeah, like it never happened. Right. Like I was never in a movie called The Time Traveler.
Yeah, right.
That wasn't me. Like the only movie I did was Heroin Ave. And it was like, chicka chicka.
Is that was part? It wasn't this, in fact. Yeah. In this timeline.
No, it really wasn't, but it was. Yeah. Like the Monopoly guy never had that thing. What was it called?
The monocle.
He never had the monocle.
I don't know, man. I remember it.
You remember the monocle?
I remember it.
But I can't remember.
But I don't know if it was that and the planters dude.
I think they both
definitely
had it.
The planters dude.
The planters dude
didn't have it?
Who? Yeah, the Spider dude. Trying to,
okay, yeah, he
no,
definitely.
But see, that's, they both got top hats, and they both were really the same character. Yeah. So one is a peanut. Like.
And you just,
yeah.
And you just, yeah, mix them together. I collect,
it's the same link.
Do not pass code, do not collect $200.
Oh, God.
Did I get my peanuts?
The fuck?
You know?
No.
Yeah. Like they said, it was no such thing as Jiffy peanut butter, right?
They did say that.
Yeah, it's one of those.
But it was Jif and Skippy. I know it was Skippy peanut butter.
I don't think it was a Jiffy.
You don't think it was? Jiffy was cornbread.
I thought it was Jiffy, but a Jiffy is definitely the cornbread.
Yeah. Like,
but it's always Jif because even they had the jingle. Mom's like, let's choose Jif or something like that. It was Jif. It was the Jif.
It wasn't butter. Jiffy.
Wasn't Jiffy.
My father ate a lot of peanut butter, so I seen it a lot. Like,
I don't remember.
What kind of peanut butter do you remember, Justin?
We eat Skittles.
I have no idea.
Did you eat peanut butter?
Yes.
Okay.
But it'd be Peter Pan.
I remember Peter Pan.
Oh, shit.
I remember Peter Pan.
Fuck.
What about Skippy? Skippy had nuts. Pause.
I remember, what was the one with the red and the fucking green? Wasn't there blue? Was that Jif?
Yeah.
I think that was Jif then.
some of that.
Maybe. I think it was Jeff.
I've bought all types of that shit to try which one's the best. It's not Jeff. No, sir.
I think it was Jeff.
No. But I've been trying to make, you know, the recent... The Reese cup, fucking, you know, I've been trying to make that shit. So I'm
wait a minute. First of all, Reese's peanut butter is different from any other piece of peanut
butter. I won't even buy that jar one. I doubt that that's the real Reese's.
It's not.
I seen the recipe on TikTok. I'm about to try it. I'll let you know. Cause
I think Reese's cup peanut butter is made with sand.
Sand is crazy.
And crack.
Yeah.
Because it's the best.
It's addictive.
It's the best. Then you add chocolate. It's so addictive. To the mix.
It's like, it's gotta be like, they probably add some type of fluff to it. To the,
I don't know. I seen the recipe. I'm like, really? That's what's in it? But we're gonna find out.
Jiffy.
We're gonna find out the way this dude was looking.
Jiffy peanut butter. Jiffy. Jiffy is crazy. It's not Jiffy. Yeah, man.
That suck.
So what else? Oh, wait a minute. Tim is also a DJ. He be on the ones and twos. Where did that come from, man?
So, I've always been a big fan. I love music. I'll put it like that. I even got a tattoo.
Yes.
The music is my heartbeat.
Okay.
Me and my sister.
That's a bass clef? Okay.
That's a treble.
Treble like, clef.
That's a treble.
Sorry.
No.
I was testing.
Look at you. Okay.
But,
good for you.
Love music. Me and my sister got the matching tattoo because we send each other music all the time. Like, hey, you heard this? Like, you know, we just love music. And I was like, I'll try it. And I feel like I still got a lot to learn with that DJing. So I just started that about like 3 years ago.
Okay.
3 years ago.
Are you a mixer or a scratcher?
Is that why?
Mixer a little bit. I want to learn the scratching, but I don't think my equipment is made for that.
Okay.
I feel like my equipment is more of a mixer, but I mean, I can do it, but I just can't scratch as much as I like want to with the equipment I got.
I mean, there's really no need for all that. Unless you
it's
just,
fun though.
It's fun, and it's a show, and it shows off your skills.
Yeah.
It's almost like what do they call those bartenders? To be the flip bartender.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
They'd be like flipping the bottles and
doing all that crazy shit.
Yeah. Stacking up the glasses.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That's the cocktail talk. Yeah.
It's a skill. It's like entertainment. Like, oh man, he can mix that.
Yeah, while you're playing the jams.
Yeah, that's dope. So what's your genre of music that you...
I can do a little bit of everything, but I'm definitely like an R&B, hip-hop type guy. I mean, I play some of the newer stuff too that y'all probably hate. But I play the goodies too though. The good stuff. But I like a smooth like vibe, like a cool, chill vibe. But I can turn up when you know it's time to turn up type shit.
I mean, you have a playlist for every occasion for the most part.
Usually,
you just stick to like
I don't have a set.
Okay.
I usually just go off of how I feel. Especially if I had a new song that I just heard.
Right.
I'm gonna play it, see how it goes. You know what I'm saying? See if it turns people up too. Like this was fire when I first heard it. Like, you know, because I feel like one thing what comedy does as well as DJing is you kind of set the tone.
Right. Oh, and for sure.
As a DJ, you definitely set the tone.
Like, oh, yeah.
So if you see me vibing to my music, like, and you like, this dude sound alright though. Like,
right. How many times songs been played? Like, I know we were used to, like, back in the day, we'd be at the club, songs be playing, and then all of a sudden another song come on, the dance floor just disappear. Everyone just bounce.
If you see somebody bouncing as a DJ, you should immediately change that deviate. Song.
I mean,
but
that could also be the rest song. Or grab your drinks because we about to turn back.
It could be like, hey, you.
I always thought that line dancing was the rest song. Unless you were out
there
with
them. Time.
Yeah, because all the guys ain't out there. They got to go buy all the drinks for the chicks to line dance.
Line dance and get a lot of people up. I ain't gonna
care. Yeah.
I know, I just see all the TikToks.
Chicks. Where them fans at?
Smash!
Oh yeah, the
whoa.
TikTok.
Yeah, my boots on the ground. Yeah, those line dancing. So like, what made you start DJing? Like, how did that happen?
One, we kind of needed a DJ that understood comedy.
Okay.
So
at the shows, okay.
I already do that on the board with the
right
when I'm producing.
Yeah.
So being able to help somebody put that in play, like I'm always thinking producer wise, making your vision 2020. If I can play your song when you wanted to drop to make them feel what you're saying,
right?
Why not?
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
but not only that. I mean, I like playing music. Like right. You know what I mean? I like if I get paid to play music, that's what I loved already.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah.
So you produce comedy, and then during that, you were doing shows, and you're like, well, hell, let me try and do this too because of the situation, basically. Plus you like music.
It wasn't a need per se.
Yeah, no, but it was like,
yeah.
Like, I can do this too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Dope.
Nice.
Taking a lot on, but it's fun. Because at least every time you're going out, you're doing something fun.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You're playing music or you're telling jokes. That's pretty dope.
Right. I DJed it. I had a karaoke week. I had a karaoke night.
How was that?
It was great.
Yeah, karaoke.
It was fun. It's work.
Oh, yeah.
Because you deal with a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, like...
But it's not that bad.
Yeah. Have you ever had a night where nobody was participating and you was like, well, I'll go up?
I'd start it off.
Oh, you started off.
Yeah.
Started off. So you kind of got to. But it was luckily, I was fortunate enough.
What's your go to karaoke song?
Redbone by Childish Gambino.
When daylight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a way to feel like you won't play right. That's my shit.
Nice.
I used to know, but now that she don't feel right. That was my shit.
Yeah.
She plays a put away her pride.
Yeah.
That's my shit. Nice.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. But I had that night going. So that kind of was like excelled it, I should say.
Okay.
Nice.
Being able to keep the music going, and I still hadn't even learned all the tricks and stuff like that. Like DJing, if you don't have it set up right, could be a lot of work. So right. I ain't trying to thinking about what song am I playing next. If there's no for a while for me, there was no autoplay, so I had to always be
ready with something next.
So there's no walking away, and then when you are doing stuff where it shows, you gotta communicate with the people that's around.
Right.
So whoever you working for, if it's the host, everything, like it's a lot of work. It's great though. It's fun. Like keeps you sharp. I feel like.
Okay.
Y'all doing it. You know what I mean? And so that's all that matters. As long as you enjoy it, you know what I mean?
I love
it. Yeah. That's what's up, man.
And you came into an era where you didn't have to carry crates and crates of records.
Oh, man.
It's so easy.
I only think I got to carry is my speakers and mics.
House party. I love that. Yeah. Remember that?
Like, chill. Stop bumping the table. Yeah.
You have crates.
You don't have to worry about loading scientifically.
Yeah.
It's different. I got a backpack. Like, most times I got a backpack, like, and I can get everything working. Everything
nice.
Rocking.
That's what's up.
I mean, I wish I got, like, you know, if I need my speakers, my mics, stuff like that, I got that too. But if it's already a setup,
you're ready. Yeah, plug and play.
So you just plug and play.
Yeah, man. And I honestly, I love it. Like I said, I've definitely, people. I must love my vibe because I've definitely got. Hey, you got a card? Like,
nice.
You got a card?
To work with you and stuff like that.
You got a card?
You got an entertainment card or a DJ card?
I had a
Timbuktu card.
I had a Timbuktu card. Well, I had my business card, which is a certified laugh, because nice. I'm also a notary. So if you need something notarized, you know,
dope.
That's
so
dope.
You know, we certify paperwork, and then I make you laugh. So I'm a certified laugh. You know what I'm saying? Perfect.
All right.
Damn.
He's an entrepreneur.
So I think I'm gonna change it to a shout out to my dog Pizzle. He said I should be Timbuktu Enterprises, and I might change it to that. So
there you go, Timbuktu Enterprises.
So you gotta get a new card.
Right. I gotta get some new cards anyway.
All right.
I gotta get a new design though.
Well, gotta work that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's you know, it's good when people recognize you for stuff. You know what I mean? For what you, your art, what you're trying to do. You yeah. know what I mean? It's dope,
man. It definitely feels good to be able to know that the energy that I'm bringing to you is being received well, type shit.
Absolutely, yeah. man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's important.
I say type shit for the YNs to reach out to me.
So yeah, you know, type shit.
Talk. Well, you told us a story, I don't know if you want to talk about it, when you were walking, listening to music.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So...
I mean, it's a great story.
It is. Yeah. It's dope. It's definitely dope. I'm appreciative to be able to tell it, man. When I was walking, when I was losing weight, when I was on that weight loss journey, I always talk about it. I was walking around the corner, and when I would walk, I would go further and further, and I did it every day. And I always had this negative thought in my head. People was looking at me like, oh, look at this fat guy walking. What is he trying to do? Lose weight?
Like, I mean, that's ignorant of people if they're going to think that, but I got you.
But it happened because, yeah. like, so when I did start losing weight, when I started eating different, when I went to, like, a funeral, and I was like, I want all veggie stuff. Like, one lady was like, what you on, a diet? You vegetarian or something? Well, actually, I am, like, you know.
Right.
But I was, how was the size I am now? This is when I was on my way down.
Like, yeah.
But I'm making my changes, you know, and, you know, people say stuff like that. So I guess I thought people all You're thought always, with that
yeah.
Negative connotation.
Yeah.
Well, as I'm walking more and more each day, the people next to me, the business next to me, it was a daycare. You know, I walk past them, and just, you know, obviously, you know, the kids look at you and be like, oh my God, that's a big monster. Like, I literally had a kid go look up to me and say, wow. Now that's a monster.
That suck, little kid.
And it was funny because he was like really amazed. But the parent was like so embarrassed.
Yeah,
he
didn't know what to
do. He was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What is he going to do?
Right.
But of course, she, you know, she checked her kid. Don't say that.
Yeah. You ain't like, teaching man, your kid right.
I'm like, man, it's okay. He just calling it like you see it.
Wow.
So, right. So I'm always thinking like stuff like this happens.
Right.
But somebody actually approached me and said, hey, you know, the owner want to speak to you. I'm like, okay. And they was actually telling me the opposite of that. Like, they was like, oh my God, we just love your grind. Like, it's dope, like, to see you do that. Like, yeah. it's amazing. And even like when I had did it, when I was walking around the corner a couple different times, it was these landscapers at the business right next to it. And he seen me walking around a couple times. I had my music go, so I didn't really hear. He was like, all right. He's like, you went around two times? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you going around another one? You know what? I'm feeling like I am. And he was like, all right, I see you. You come back then. I'm like, all right, yeah. And so, you know, I walked around.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. And I was feeling good. So I'm like, you know what? We're going to do one more game. But he ain't know that, you know. Yeah, I just decided when I got around him, he came back around. He was like, oh my God.
Nice.
he started doing the, what's the uptown, downtown thing? Is that what you said?
He beasting.
He did a TikTok for real.
Hey, shout out to you, man, for making my boy's day.
Well, that was amazing, man. It was definitely great. Dope. I want to get back to that. Like I said, that shit became a happy place for real.
It's fun, man. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough when you go out, you do things, you move around, you got your daily tasks, and then you come home and you got that little, we all talking about time. Yeah. Where's the time? There's time. If you don't want to watch a show, you know, enjoy a little rest, maybe cook a dinner, because you're cooking that bitch at 10:30 p.m. I mean, I've been there, you know what I mean? I'll do everything. I'll go to the gym. I'll get back this bitch at like 9:30. Yeah, eat dinner.
You gotta wind down.
Jeez, you know.
Watch this is after dinner.
Then I gotta edit clips. We gotta work here, people.
You gotta be productive.
Like Tim's busting. Yeah, he's out here hustling, man. He's doing the damn thing.
He out here grinding, and you know what? You know, and
well deserved words to you is what I'm saying from everybody, man.
Absolutely.
That's dope to receive that, man.
Yeah, so that lets you know, like, especially like when you're doing things and when you don't think people watching, or you don't think people give a crap, you know, people watching, they, you know, generally people are rooting for you. But they want good things to happen for you.
But isn't it crazy where, like, out of the blue, somebody will just say something. And it's just like, hmm. Like, mostly a stranger. You know what I mean? That sparks it or whatever the case. But it's just, it's wild to get those, like, reinsurances or, you know, things like that to keep you, I guess, help you
motivated. Keep you motivated.
If you don't pick them up and just continue to, you know, if you don't, you just receive it. You know what I mean? You hear it, it's one thing, but to receive it's another. It's wild. It's good.
Definitely, like, taking, like, certain compliments was definitely weird. Like, you know, just right here, like,
right,
like, all right, whatever. Like, because in that moment, you're like, I'm just
walking. I'm trying to do my thing. Yeah, I'm just, my bad. Yeah.
No, but, like, it didn't, I guess because when I didn't really see it yet, I'm just seeing, you know, my everyday, like, you know what I mean? I didn't really notice it until one of my homies, he actually did a double take. We was at Giant Eagle.
Mm.
And he looked at me, he was like, duty? Because that's what they call me, you know. Like, yeah, and I'm like, damn, do I look that different? Hey. Do I look that different? And I was like, I mean, no, but yeah. Like,
nice.
Hey, that's, I mean, dope,
that's good.
Man.
It's good, man.
And it's never too late. You know, yeah. It's never too late. You know, I always tell people that, you know, right now I'm the heaviest I'm going to be this summer because I'm trying to work towards the goal. I'm in the gym. I don't be feeling like it, but I'm in there, and I do it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. You got to decide. It's a mental. Once you get over that mental hump, then it, you know, everything falls into place.
It's what else are you going to do? You're going to sit around and do nothing? Or try and improve yourself? You know, there's a way, and people may call vanity or whatever the case, but some people like to look a certain way.
Well, that is,
I mean, for health reasons.
I'm dropping too many gems on my life right now.
I mean, it's just a lot. I mean, people, look, I get it. Depression's another thing, man. If you got a lot of shit going on and you're just, like, upset about stuff, it's hard to motivate to go to the gym. But it's like, man, once you put the mirror buds in and have little John yelling in your ears, you want to squat
or
no diddy
or
bench some stuff.
If that's in your ear,
hey, you might want to skip. Skip to the next song.
Hey Tim, you got any upcoming shows? Anything you want to promote right now?
So May 17th is the Battleground. That is this Saturday. Shout out to Misha Shredder. Shout out to Bees. Shout out to Pizzle. Shout out to Don Prince Media. Shout out to DJ Verb. I know I'm missing somebody, but shout out to us. That's this Saturday. Then on the 24th, which is next Saturday, we'll be with You Shine at the Life on the Lake.
Okay.
I will be DJing there, but I'll probably also do some comedy as well.
Nice.
And then, excuse me. actually, before that, actually, I don't know when this is showing up, so never mind. I would just keep going.
Tuesday. Right. Yeah, keep rocking, baby.
Yeah.
But also, the 30th, got the Up and Smoke show at, what's that place? Lounges. Downtown is 1547 St. Clair.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but it's over there. You'll see Lounges. it's a great place. Great space. Shout out to AD. Shout out to iCandy. Definitely there from Lex Vegas show. Shout out to Lex.
Shout out Lex.
It's his birthday show.
Oh, okay.
I will be doing a set there that day, as well as I always DJ. I'm the residential DJ for Up and Smoke.
Nice.
So y'all can come catch my vibes. But you also come get some laughs with me this time, too.
Nice.
Then also, I am doing a show on June 11th, which I'm going to give you more details on. I'll give you guys the details.
Okay.
We need to be working with that as well. I the rest of them I can't think of right now because I just be working.
Right, yeah, you do.
He's moving out here. Follow his Instagram, follow his Facebook, follow his socials, which he'll give you in a minute.
You got TikTok?
I do have TikTok and I have YouTube as well. So Timbuktu Production is where you will see everything as far as me and what I do as far as podcasting or internet radio shows. Then you also will get some comedy on there as well. I give you comedy shorts for sure. Then Timbuktu, which is TimbukTu_31 on Instagram and on TikTok. Elbow Grease on Xbox. It's Elbow Grease 31. If you want to get hooped on, I play 2K.
Elbow Grease. That's dope.
Elbow Grease 31. Let's see. What else do I got? Timothy Washington Jr. on Facebook, which I gave you the breakdown earlier, so you got to go back and watch.
Yeah.
Unless he feel like editing it in.
Nope.
He ain't doing it. You gotta go watch it.
You gotta watch it again.
You gotta go back.
And watch it again.
Show your friends.
Yes.
Hey. Nice. So, Jay, where can they find you at, man?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms. And I do have a show on the 30th as well.
Shout it out, baby.
Yeah, it's gonna be in Bedford, Dave Collections spot. I don't have the, you know, bam. Up.
All right, you know, and I, you done?
Yeah, that's it.
All right,
all platforms, justforcomedy.com.
And I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. If you haven't already, don't forget to hit the like and the subscribe button. It's gonna be right here. I would like to thank our guest Timbuktu for joining us.
Yeah.
Hey.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Midnight.
Hey, great
midnight,
episode,
midnight,
man.
Appreciate it, dog.
Thanks for tuning in.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco Podcast.